Now starting, all attendees are in listen-only mode.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to our Scorpio pre-full moon webinar. It's always a powerful time. And now, because of the American election, which has, I think, global implications in these years preceding the Great Conclave of 2025, it has an even more powerful meaning. All of us are, or could be, maybe should be, internal warriors on behalf of the divine plan. Warrior am I, and from the battle I emerge triumphant. What will triumph mean in this particular case? Everybody has a will. And to have freedom of the will, it's one of those great Syrian advantages. The energy of Sirius demands liberty of the will, freedom of the will. And those who are members of the Great White Lodge cannot impose their will upon others. Whereas the other group, through manipulation and through all manner of dictatorial tendencies, attempts to do exactly that. And that leads to totalitarianism, which is the one form of organization for nations, which DK says must be defeated. So we have a few days, and we want to see, you know, whether the second ray soul of the United States can emerge in this contest with implications across the world, or whether we will have a reversion to the strictly personality emphasis, once again, battling with the angel of the presence and seeming to temporarily, at least, to overcome it. We will see about that. But meanwhile, people like ourselves, who know something about the inner contest, something about the new group of world servers, and about the divine plan and the purpose behind it to render our planet into a sacred planet, we have to give our all. And to that effect, we will be having, following Francis Donald's presentation at, we will be having a webinar. I believe it's a Zoom webinar. And we'll get word to you. It will start at 10 o'clock GMT on Sunday night, at least in Europe. And hopefully it will be possible for some of you to attend. We'll get the link to you. And we will, you know, work together with this second of the great invocations. And there it is. And lately we've been beginning our work with an enunciation of the this second great invocation. Given the idea of the conflict with duality, which Scorpio represents for, so to speak, the advanced individual, it is appropriate. We are in the midst of a great conflict with duality, and the angel of the presence of humanity must prevail. There will be every attempt to prevent it from prevailing, and this will lead to very, if it happens, very dramatic developments in the next few years leading up to the great conclave, when we are told that indeed the first steps in the actual externalization of the hierarchy are planned to be undertaken. It will probably take about a century, maybe a little less, before that is somewhat complete and we can look forward to the reappearance of the great Lord arriving on a wave of expectancy. But it is not for us to say, lo here, lo there. It is not for us to determine the time and place. It is for us simply to prepare that the angel of the presence defeats at this time the dweller on the threshold, which is asserting itself so powerfully, aided and abetted by the lodge of materialism. That much we can do, and then look forward with great expectancy while forgetting the things which lie behind. I shall strive towards my higher spiritual possibilities. I dedicate myself anew to the service of the coming one and will do all I can to prepare men's minds and hearts for that event. I have no other life intention. That's what we can do. So now, with concentration upon the second of the great invocations, and realizing that little groups such as ours can have a powerful focal effect in invoking those great forces that stand for freedom, for liberty, equality, and fraternity. Realizing that, we say this invocation together with the proper invocative attitude, anticipating that there will indeed be an evocation, an answer, as there was long ago, 80 years ago, when this higher group of liberated beings prevented the downfall of humanity. Let the lords of liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. You know, as students of occultism, we know somewhat, or believe at least on good basis, somewhat what is behind this great conflict. The average voter, still subject mostly to mass consciousness, does not know about these things, and that places a great burden of responsibility upon us, and I hope we can seize that. Now, the actual, tomorrow, our actual full moon broadcast begins at 1:20 GMT in the afternoon here in Europe, and the moment of the full moon, pretty much 14:49 p.m. GMT, about an hour and a half after the beginning of the broadcast. So maybe you'll be able to join us for the exact full moon moment at our usual YouTube channel. And as I said, we will have at midnight our time, but 10 o'clock on p.m. on Sunday, the 1st, we will have a special meditation. We'll get the link to you that promotes the forces of light in this time of decision, when the higher of the pairs of opposites, we trust, will win the day, which of course there's still loads to do. The Jofra, illustration shows what it can mean to be the eagle flying high above the wasteland. It's a sign of death and rebirth, this Scorpio, an alchemical sign, a sign in which poison can be turned into the elixir of life, a sign in which Saint George, which is every one of us considered as a soul-infused personality, can defeat the negative dragon and become instead, or at least work our way towards becoming a dragon of wisdom, who is a high initiate, a master, just as the planetary logos is called a dragon of wisdom. So the issues of life and death are here. In this particular case, what we're dealing with is the life or death for some time of the democratic impulse. I don't mean a party, I mean the idea of democracy. The idea that the will of the individual can be honored without being suppressed, without being negated, without being stolen. It's a risky business, but the sign Scorpio is adequate, if we live up to the highest aspect of it, to conquer the machinations of the personality, which simply wants to preserve rotary motion, the way things have always been, and wants to preserve the prerogative of the lunar lords, who are still involutionary beings before they can turn into devas, you know, really wants to stop the evolution of humanity. We have for humanity a condition of possible growth into the fifth kingdom. But the, well, what should we call them? The forces of obstruction want to stop that so that they can preserve their own prerogatives. And they certainly do use the sign Scorpio, just as they use the sign Capricorn, particularly Saturn and Mars. Now, those are two signs which help us enter into the hierarchy when exercised from the higher point of view. But when exercised in a controlling, manipulative, repressive, dictatorial manner, they hold everything back. And so what we must do is learn to live according to the triumph of the spirit, which is found in both signs. I rise by kneeling. This is one of the keynotes of Scorpio. Through real humility, the intuitive perspective can be achieved. And of course, Capricorn is the sign of initiation, and the two of them are related. You know, just to turn to page 333 in Esoteric Astrology, and you'll see the beneficent relationship of these two quite tough signs, Scorpio and Capricorn. Warrior am I, and from the battle, well, we are fourth kingdom beings. We are members of the fourth creative hierarchy. It's the ray of war and eventual harmony, war and peace. And from the inevitable battle, inevitable, I emerge triumphant. Now that is for every one of us as an individual to find out what are the still negative forces within the aura and to, you know, put up a fight against them, of course, but the final battle is not won until the intuitive perspective permeates the consciousness under transcendental Mercury, not simply Mars, not simply esoteric Mars, but a transcendental mind, transcendental Mercury. That is what will win the day through the hierarchical ruler. Now that, you know, that's not usually considered in the usual understanding of Scorpio, but there's a high mentality in this sign which develops into the intuition. So there will be, let's say, straight knowledge, as Master Moria talks about it, an intuitive grasp of the situation, and the ability to work in such a way that the higher principle in the cosmic ethers, the buddhi, which is the field in which the monad of man works, that will be the triumphant factor. And so we have to begin to, through the Antikorana, cultivate our intuition, cultivate the pure reason of the higher mind and the pure, still more pure reason of intuition. And this is our chance to do that. And we will then emerge from glamour and illusion, which are holding so many people captive. You know, let Maya flourish and deception rule. Not too pleasant a mantra, but you can understand how Scorpio can be misused. Let Maya flourish and deception rule. So many people are being deceived by the ambient glamour, the pervading glamour of their Kama Manas. And it is their more Kama than Manas in the blend of Kama Manas. So swept by negative emotion and the desire for the wrong things. Now, our colleague BL has put into the chat box, for those of you who may not have gone there yet, Francis Donald's images, which are, you know, very beautiful and very significant, and his writings on them. And I would suggest, you know, sometime ponder on them just a little bit anyway. You know, the ancient one dies by drowning, but he rises again, he ascends and goes into the higher realms. And in short, he becomes, let's see if I can, I have a little problem here because my phoenix is not quite, there we go, there it is. Here is the image of the phoenix, and we know the firebird. Matter of fact, you might even want to listen to the music of Igor Stravinsky in his Firebird Suite, because he's captured it, you know. Humanity has to rise out of its defeated position, its enslaved position. It has to rise as the phoenix rises out of its own ashes. Now, what do the ashes suggest? They suggest that the personality of the Lunar Lords and the Egoic Lotus are both in some manner destroyed, or we might say incinerated, we might say reduced to ashes. And from that conflagration, ultimate conflagration, because there are so many ways to destroy a causal body, the great interior being, the volatile essence, which we really are as an immersed monad, rises from the dead and ascends. Now, the ascension seems to be implied in both of these images, this rising up, and it really occurs as the Christ demonstrated at the sixth initiation, which is called the decision, but it's also called the ascension. So, in fact, we re-become the monad. Finally, after our long, long pilgrimage, by sacrificing, by destroying all that holds us as slaves within the lower worlds. As a matter of fact, when you really think about Scorpio, it has the ability to liberate us from our, I want to call it, customary slavery. And, you know, we don't even know we're in prison. People don't know their consciousness is imprisoned. But when Scorpio comes along with its acute mentality, its powerful power of analysis, and its transcendental mind, its intuition, our slavery is revealed. And then in all humility, we kneel. We are able to raise the Hydra above our heads. We become Hercules in a way, the two arms above us, and we take the position of one who has achieved the triumph. So Francis has a lot of beautiful things that he says, and I would recommend that either before or after the full moon that you read what he has to say, and it's in the chat box if you haven't done so already. And he has very good quotes from Master DK, so that also can be reviewed. When it comes to DK, we can always review what he has to say. All right, friends. So that's going to be our little, I hope that this is not, I'm hoping that I have found a, yeah, I think I have. Okay, good. Sometimes things disappear, you know. Anyway, here's our meditation. And remember that we are living in critical times now. Every once in a while, big decisions come. We see how out of control the many people in the world are. I'm not just talking now about the United States. Look at what's happening in France, and you know, there are just many countries where people are demonstrating their inability to really master their circumstances and are instead swept by currents which are leading them toward their destruction. Now, we cannot stand idly by. And at least in our creative imagination, at least in our internal will, we have to combat that particular tendency. And it won't be, we'll have many encounters during these next 4 years, 5 years, many encounters. It's not just this election, this battle between the dweller and the angel. Such a scorpionic thing, and so closely related to what humanity is, a Scorpio kingdom, really, it will go on. And we have to be ready to stand together with masked intent and work on it, doing the best we can, so that some other kind of war does not break out, you know, the predicted religious war involving Shambhala and so forth. We cannot, as members of the new group of world servers, allow that to happen if we can help it. All right, well, we're quite close now, actually, to the time of the full moon. Not quite, a little more than the 12 hours, but Master DK is on the lookout for group approach, we have been told. So this is a day of dedication, dedicated as much soul-infused mind as can be, and then we enter the 12-hour period before and after of safe guarding, receiving and holding. So, of course, after 10 years, a lot of you are familiar with this meditation. And we'll just move forward with it, withdrawing our consciousness from the personality and its vehicles, recognizing that we are, in fact, we are the soul in incarnation. We are the consciousness immersed in the midst of personality vehicles, but as in the old Raja Yoga approach, I have a body, but I'm not that body. I have a bioelectric, etheric field, but I am not that, I'm something else. I have my sentient feeling, emotional states, but I am not that astral body. I have a lower mind filled with thoughts, but I am not that lower mind. In greater reality, I withdraw from all of those, and they fade out, as it were, and the image of the egoic lotus causal body fades in. And although, you know, I am the divine flame, a greater reality is stated when I say I am the soul than when I state I am the personality. And so I get this sense of identifying as a soul on the higher mental plane. That's not the ultimate reality, but it's more true than my customary identification with the lunar lords of the personality. All of us are gathered soul to soul, really. And we're merging together into the same state of consciousness, a group consciousness. And we're strengthening the men and women of goodwill, seeing them all over the world as souls and soul-infused personalities. And we're doing our best to strengthen the members of the new group of world servers, seeing them as souls and as soul-infused personalities. And all human beings, whether in the body or out of the body, are souls, and in the one human soul take their place, even if their personalities leave much to be desired. So it's as if we can register the one soul of humanity. Not is, but me. Registering the one soul of humanity. And we identify in soul with all souls, as if and so when we encounter fellow human beings, we are reminded of the one soul, which all human beings more essentially are than they are the personality. And we try to see people as souls, as the higher member of the duality. And that's not as easy as it may seem. But when regarding human beings, naught is but me. And, of course, we carry it further. If we wish to be philosophically accurate, it's true of all beings, and it's true of all things. Naught is but me. It's a profound little mantra and can help us so much. Then we want to think that we can build the Antikarana. Some of us may be working on it in our occult studies. It takes a while. And, you know, it's not something easily done by people who are just starting out on the path, but many of us are accelerating our process, and so we can build via higher Mercury into the triad, connecting the mental unit with the monastic permanent atom, and begin to enter that impersonal sphere of the triad, strangely bypassing the soul. But we gather from the soul its light, its love, its sacrificial will, its sense of synthesis, and its powerful will, which is as a projection from the monad in the jewel in the lotus. These energies flow into that area around the mental unit where we have retained energies through which the Antikarana will work and through which projection will come. So many colored is the Antikarana, and of course, according to our soul ray and personality ray, the primary colors are there for us, but when working as a group, we'll use the indigo ray, coloring the Antikarana as imaginatively it seems to rise from the astral plane through the retained energies and toward the monastic permanent atom and the other permanent atoms of the triad, even though it may not yet reach those permanent atoms, and finally towards the monad. And we will sound the Om, the sacred word, while we three times inwardly pronounce the word of power of the second ray. I see the greatest light, and a line of pure white light flashes upward, doing its best to connect with the higher points of tension that we wish to invoke. I see the greatest light, and outwardly we sound the Om. Inwardly, I see the greatest light. Oh. 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 and we set ourselves up for an evocation because some form of triadal energy will come forth toward us, and from the impersonal sphere will bring illumination, bring love, bring spiritual will, which can strengthen us in all ways. I see the greatest light. Upon the levels of the triad, the hierarchy works. And as DK gave us to do, we salute that hierarchy and pledge our cooperation. And we offer our salutations to the great ones, standing with them side by side as we attempt to fathom what it is they see on those levels so that we can really cooperate. So we think of the Christ first. And as a group, we offer our salutations. Om. Salutations to the Christ, the master of all masters, and the teacher alike of angels and of men. Salutations to the triangle of masters with whom we tend to work most closely, Master M, KH, DK. Salutations to the Master Moria, the head of all esoteric schools and organizations. Salutations to the Master Kutumi, whose ashram is most involved in preparing for the reappearance of his brother, Lord Maitreya the Christ, and who will be the Bodhisattva of the coming age of Capricorn after the age of Aquarius. Salutations to the Master Tual Kul, the messenger of the hierarchy who has given us the blue books and so much of the secret doctrine and so much of the training of aspirants for their next initiation. Salutations to these three. Who are real, who are here, who are working to the utmost to advance the divine plan, the divine purpose, and incidentally, humanity and the other kingdoms. Salutations to your own master, as you know him to be or believe him to be. Salutations to the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. And imaginatively, we raise our thought as a group and with all humility to the center where the will of God is known, towards it. And with deepest reverence, we attempt, identified together as a group soul, to attune to the presence of the Lord of the world, Sanat Kumara, the head of the great teaching ray upon our planet, standing at the center of the one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala. We sound a long, inner, silent om as we imagine the group imbued with his energy of light supernal, love eternal, peaceful, silent will. The inner om. And may all we do be done under the guidance of divine purpose. It is as if we all come together at a point which hovers above the golden pathway, leading into the indigo sphere, a kind of symbol of the blue logos, the indigo logos. We are together at that point. And the sphere, the pathway will shorten on its way to be absorbed by the sphere where we will meet and feel the consciousness of Master DK, offering ourselves as a group to be an outpost of his consciousness. So together, as the sphere invites us and as the pathway shortens and shortens until it is absorbed and we with it together as one within the indigo sphere, and there the consciousness of the guiding master and we do our best to offer ourselves as outposts of his consciousness. And with him, we begin to think of the planets that are empowered at this point, the exoteric Mars, the esoteric Mars, and Pluto, and Mercury. We will meet exoteric Mars, giving us the courage to face the outer opponent. And the outer opponents more and more will exist for us. But we will also have the esoteric Mars, giving us the strength to struggle for a higher ideal and to confront the inner opponent, the dweller on the threshold. There's no way to escape this battle. And we will see and feel the hierarchical power of Mercury. It is going to be a disillusioning power of Buddhic illumination. Revealing things as they are. Devoid of glamour, devoid of all the misinterpretations of the concrete mind. And also, we will reckon with Pluto, conveying the power to destroy that which binds the consciousness to illusion, glamour, and Maya. Pluto is the shears, the scissors. It cuts the thread that binds us to the lower states of consciousness. So as if we go on a vibrational journey with Master DK, realizing that these potencies are now in a state of heightened availability. We will use Mars first to strengthen the will and overcome the outer enemy. Which will express itself more and more as we stand for the good, the beautiful and the true. But Mars has a higher part to it. And as we are more mature in our development, we will call upon Mars to help us confront the more lethal enemy within. And we will contemplate the Martian fight to the death with all vice and negativity, inner and outer, until the light of day, the scorpionic light, begins to appear, shining forth and illuminating all within the 18 lower subplanes. But first, we have to have the courage. We have to have the courage. So let us sound the Om, bringing Mars into our group work, into our groups, inner and outer power, inner and outer courage, a willingness to confront what must be confronted in preparation for the great intuitive revelation. And we'll use a red note for Mars, seeing it flow into our group life and strengthening, encouraging all of us to stand up to the opposition if we must. We feel ourselves to be imbued with this courage, the warrior. Warrior I am, and from the battle I emerge triumphant. And so our group is imbued with heightened courage, and all of our groups, the membership of the group and the groups, receive the power which brings heightened external and internal courage. And may it be so. Then let us ponder on the power of Pluto in relation to Scorpio, to terminate, to end all energy patterns which stultify and suffocate the consciousness. We are contemplating the death of death, the death of the death of consciousness. We're contemplating the power that kills that which kills the realization of the soul within the personal consciousness. We're pondering the sharp shears of Pluto, severing for once and for all the threads of attachment to the unreal. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from the unreal to the real. lead us from death to immortality. And we'll use the note C sharp as we envision the flow of plutonic energy in its positive aspect into our group and groups. And we will absorb this energy. There are many severances within our groups that need to be made. Just read of the destruction which must precede the sounding of the liberating word in the 11th rule in the Rays and Initiations. Four acts of destruction. So, we are no longer bound, attached to that which stultifies and imprisons the consciousness, whatever it is for you and for your group, whatever it is. Our groups have so many of these things from which we have to seek liberation. So it's as if we absorb this energy of Pluto, which is the healer, with the power of the serpent. Pluto never kills the consciousness. And finally, we think of Mercury so close to the Sun, receiving seven times more light than the Earth, an old and occult planet, the hierarchical ruler, conveying the transcendental light of the transcendental mind of Buddhi. The pure reason of Buddhi, the intuition which reveals things as they are. Shining its intuitive light upon that miasma we call the dweller on the threshold, and revealing it for what it is. An illusory phantom, and devitalizing the dweller through luminous understanding of its unreality. Hierarchical Mercury. This is a time for access to intuition. and to the Buddhi which reveals illusion and glamour for what they are. And we will bring that Mercurian flow. It's kind of a yellow flow into our group and groups, bringing in those transcendental qualities of the transcendental mind built upon logic, built upon soul mind, built upon abstract mind, and finally, the transcendental mind will bring these in on the note E, the yellow note, mercurial note. It is the mind held steady in the light that will illumine us and bring us freedom and bring the control of our lower tendencies. And with Master DK, this is one of his major planets that he shares with us. So into our group and groups, the power of the transcendental mind. And we feel our group and groups filled with the Mercurian receptivity. So we really can access the realm of ideas, which are divine beings, and take their power and apply them below with courage and with the ability to cut loose via Pluto. Takes time to do this, but we can do that and thus help to free humanity from its many illusions and even more glamours, because the intuition reveals the truth. And the sun shines, the solar logos, a great being of love wisdom. We are all units within it, a god of love wisdom. Our god is a consuming fire of love and wisdom. And we feel that we are all units of love in this solar system, no matter what our rays may be. Otherwise, we serve the great God of love wisdom. Through all signs, through all planets, through all rays, and that's the next step on our planet, to reveal through the Christ and his hierarchy the soul of our planet, the love, wisdom, soul. So whatever else we think about, let us not forget. We are units of love, wisdom. And we can meet all circumstances with the fire of the will to love, and even the fire of love itself. Whatever our ray, whatever our signs, whatever our prominent planets, and all of this is coming from, at this time, the constellation Scorpio with its light, the light of day. This is the place where three lights meet, the light of form, the light of soul, and the light of life. They meet, they blend, they rise. The light of day, the light of intuition. The light that reveals the truth beyond all of the miasmas, the clouds, the veils, the confusions, the misinterpretations, the light of day of Scorpio conquers all that. And as spiritual warriors, we emerge through humility, rising by kneeling. We emerge into the light of day. We fight the fourth ray conflicts. We have the first ray of Hercules, but finally, the second ray of the sixth principle of love wisdom prevails, and we see. So let us ponder and continue to ponder toward the full moon and after. Warrior I am, and from the battle I emerge triumphant. As we try to grasp its esoteric meaning, not just the outer warrior, but the inner warrior, the inner group warrior, the inner warrior that is the new group of world servers. Warrior, I am, and from the battle I emerge triumphant. We ponder. Warrior I am, and from the battle I emerge triumphant. With courage, with detachment, and with clear intuitive vision, we conquer. We rise by kneeling. We surrender to the higher energies so that we may conquer those which imprison the consciousness. Warrior am I, and from the battle I emerge triumphant. And from the great being that we call the one about whom naught may be said, whose heart in the head center is the entire zodiac of 12 constellations, and from that great constellation, Scorpio, with its brilliant star Antares, huge star, the enemy of Mars, as it is called, the energy goes forth. And it reaches into our seven solar systems, in which our solar logos is a heart center. The fourness of Scorpio and the fourness of the heart, the crucifixion leading to a great unification, establishes itself and works out through Mars, through Pluto, through Mercury, and is directed towards our Earth, towards Shambhala, where we as monads reside. Monadically, we absorb this Scorpio energy, and in our soul, in hierarchy, we absorb the Scorpio energy. And it enters our whole energy system, involving the top of the head and the base of the spine, involving all the chakras, solar plexus and heart very strongly, and the crown and the base. This energy of spiritual conquest is needed in the world. Where would you direct it so that it does good? Imagine that. Where would you direct it? Let us sound the Om. Direct this scorpionic energy to where it is needed, each according to his own or her own estimation. And we see the changes taking place. There are spiritual conquests to be made. And this energy can help us support those spiritual conquests, which will make a huge difference for humanity's progress, especially at this momentous time of decision. So let us close with the great invocation. Imagining, as we say it, that the angel of the presence of humanity spiritually conquers the dweller on the threshold in the internal battle and even external battle, which is now raging. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Thank you all. Tomorrow at 1:20 GMT in the afternoon, we will have our actual exact moment full moon broadcast at our usual YouTube channel. And then on Sunday night at 10 o'clock GMT, we will have a special open meditation on Zoom, I presume, which will aid, we trust, the right outcome according to the divine plan of the American election. So we'll get that link to you. And, you know, many of us are doing other work along the way, and whatever work you can do, do that. So that the powers of the good, the true, and the beautiful prevail over the resurgent powers of the dweller. Let the angel of the presence of humanity prevail. So lots of love to everyone, and thank you for attending. And we'll get this up on Makara as soon as we can. Look in the chat box, see if there's any links that you need. And thank you to our communications group, BL, Joe, and Michael. And Tuya and I are kind of with that too. So let's work hard now over these next days and give it our all, so that that which emerges is that which is fitting with the divine plan. Lots of love and many blessings. We'll be with you.